Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Russ Dorsey covers baseball for MLB.com.
We talk about Sammy Sosa now. That dude was on top of the world. That was the king of the Dominican. And even he had to succumb to that pressure of, is Dark beautiful? And as we've seen over the last 15, 20 years, the answer to that was no to him. And it's just like, you have to consider what deeply rooted things and issues have been a big part of Dominican culture that Sammy grew up with.
Yeah, and that's why when you see, I think he had at some point even admitted to doing some skin lightening. He is by no means alone. And by the way, this isn't something that just happens in Caribbean countries. This is something that's happening in Asia as well, where Everyone is trying to get lighter.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. 670 The Score is the official radio home of Cubs baseball. Listen to all 60 games of the 2020 season here.
It's got a chance! It's a grand slam!
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Whenever you hear someone say this phrase, well, no one could have expected that Patrick Mahomes would have turned into this. I want you to remember, and the irony, of course, for Bears fans is the fact that the current head coach of the Bears thought that. When he was doing his rankings, when he was working with the Chiefs, of the quarterbacks in the draft, from what I've been told, and I've had this confirmed from other people, he looked at the three guys and said, Mahomes, generational quarterback, once-in-a-lifetime guy. Watson, going to be really good for a really long time. Winner. Trubisky, lots of physical ability, definitely a project. So when you hear this poppycock from people of no one in the draft community, none of the scouts, nobody thought that Patrick Mahomes was going to be this good. Know that your head coach thought he was going to be this good.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
True. Welcome into the show. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. It's one of those days where... Can I take you into the process of the show for a little bit? If you don't mind, I just want to give you a couple of things that happen when I put the show together, when Herbie and I talk about how we're going to do the show. There are shows where I know for sure how they're going to play out. This goes all the way back to me doing the nighttime show on The Score, where I would often say to Joe Ostrowski, before we did the show's over. Because I knew exactly how I was going to get to where I wanted to go and why we were going to that place. This happens a lot, where I can talk to Herbie on a Sunday and be like, oh, Monday's show is over. I know how it's going to go. When I don't know how shows are going to go, I have incredible anxiety about those shows. And this was one of those mornings, and I'm sure Herbie is real tired of me today. Because I was like, we should do this, and we should do this, and how about this cut, and how about this cut, and we should talk about this. We should get this person on. So I'm sure that he's really tired of me and my nonsense today. Really tired of it. But I do like to share with you that there are some times when I crack the microphone at noon, I don't know where the show is going to go. Now, yesterday was an example of that, but in a good way. I didn't know that I was going to lose my bleep on MLB, and it was going to be a thing for like 20 minutes. I'm glad it was a thing. I felt like it was a very important topic, but today is a little bit different. I'm in a much different place mentally than I was yesterday, and we have some really great guests that are going to be on the show. But it's got a House of Pain jump around feel to it today. Jay Zawoski is going to join me in the next segment. I want to talk with him about the NHL's restart, because we've gotten some more information how basically they just going to have hockey on all day, which I think is a good idea. I think it's a really good idea. So we'll discuss that. We'll also discuss the Blackhawks sending out this bizarre statement about their name and their logo and all of this stuff. And it kind of felt like a you should just be quiet moment. I think they may have done more damage with their statement than if they had said nothing at all. But I'll talk with Jay Zawoski about that coming up at 12:20. At 12:40, we're going to talk with Sarah Laporta. She's the director of White Sox Charities. And if you haven't heard, the White Sox are going to allow fans to make their own cutouts. They're going to put a cutout of you, if you want, in the stands. And they're going to do like 1,500 of it. I really like this idea. And the money goes to White Sox Charities, which is good too. Kevin Fishbane is going to join me at 1:20. I want to talk to Kevin for a lot of reasons. One, I want to talk with him about the Patrick Mahomes deal. I want to talk a little bit about the Bears, but there's some stuff going on in the NFL right now, and I want to talk to him about all of that. Don't worry, I've got a whole segment of like NFL stuff planned out for 1 o'clock, because if you're one of the people that just thought, oh, well, it'll be easy, and they'll just play football, and everything's going to be cool, I don't think that that's what's going to happen. And there's already starting to be labor rumblings. And you know what? Can I just say this? When the players signed off on this new collective bargaining agreement, it happened so quick that I was like, did y'all really take the time to think about things? And I feel like they're going to be subject to some stuff that some unintended consequences of signing that collective bargaining agreement. But we'll see. I want to ask Kevin about that because he knows more about this stuff than I do. Let me start here, though. A couple days ago, on the podcast and on the show, like I did it on LoHo Daily, and then I followed up on the show, and I followed that up onto LoHo Daily, I was talking about the Premier League and how the Premier League is, they pretty much got their whole thing down now for the way that they're going to finish out this season. Was there four more weeks left of their season? when it comes to the presentation of the game. If you're watching, I'm actually watching Man City and Newcastle right now while I do the show. And the lower bowl is all of the advertising spaces that they have available. They've tightened the shot so that you can't see the entire stadium, like that sort of thing. So they've made it a cleaner presentation of an empty soccer stadium. On top of that, they've now added in the kind of murmurs that go on while a soccer game is happening. Now, this doesn't affect the players. Like, they're not hearing it. They're hearing each other, and they're hearing their coaches. And you have the choice. I know that with the games that are on NBC Sports, you can just watch it with that, or you can check out the .com and watch with the natural sound. I bring this up because yesterday the Cubs had a scrimmage over at Wrigley. They apparently got their testing stuff taken care of in time to put together a scrimmage. And they've been, the Cubs have been very aggressive with doing their scrimmaging. And I don't know if it means anything. We'll, maybe we can look back to it later on and say that that's a big deal and it was the reason that they were successful in the shortened 2020 season. But on top of that, they were kind of fiddling around with some stuff. And I don't know how you feel about any of this. I know that for me, when it comes to, wow, and I just realized this, like as I'm watching this match, that they also have zoomed in fans on a giant screen in the end zones. That's really interesting. So anyway, the Cubs were playing around with this yesterday. They were playing around with crowd sounds, adding that in, the music stuff, like adding all of that stuff in. I don't know if they've made an organizational decision on how they're going to do their presentations on Marquee when it comes to the crowd thing. It's a delicate balance. Like I feel like almost everyone in Major League Baseball, the White Sox and the Cubs specifically, because they're here in the city, should try to hire Chris Tannehill. Because you need someone who is going to be able to, has all of the right elements of the sport and the sound. I think he'd be a perfect match. Now, there's some good people. I know that the Cubs have a great DJ. I'm just saying that this is one of those things where it's going to take some tinkering. It's not going to be perfect. And if you looked at Bundesliga soccer early on, when they started to mix the crowd sound in and when the Premier League started to mix the crowd sound in, it wasn't quite right. They were a little bit behind on the action that was taking place. And you can text in and let me know. And the text zone is 312-644-6767. It's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. If this is something that you're interested in, do you want or need the ambient sound? I think that Wrigley is unique in this regard. I've always felt in watching games at Wrigley, and it may just be a byproduct of how many people are actually at their games, that the hum of Wrigley Field is unique, and duplicating it is not easy. And I'm not even talking about the what happens when there's a great play by Javier Baez or when Wilson Contreras hits a home run. Like, I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about from pitch to pitch, the white noise that happens in Wrigley. There's even games at like Yankee Stadium and they get 50,000 people. Like, there's something different about it. I would have to get an audio engineer on to maybe talk about like how that place, if maybe it's set up sonically a little differently, but there is a hum to pitch to pitch at Wrigley that I think is unique. How do you go about capturing that? With the Premier League, they use the FIFA stuff from the video games to do it. They already have it. And I imagine that some of that stuff is in there from MLB The Show as well, and maybe Major League Baseball can take. But I'm not sure how to feel about it with baseball. I like it with soccer. I really like it with soccer. But soccer overall has less moments of there's less audible moments that need to take place. Like from pitch to pitch in baseball, it could be all sorts of stuff, whether we're talking about a home run or a close play at first or second base. I want them to try it. I can tell you that much. I'm okay with them going ahead and trying it. But perfecting it is going to be a very difficult thing. It's a delicate balance between it being very familiar for people and it being annoying for people. And if they're already experimenting with it while these scrimmages are going on, then maybe that means that they're going to produce it on the field, which I'm not necessarily a fan of. I also would love to see them do, and I don't know if Marquee has the same level of tech that ESPN has, and it would have to be cleared. I wonder if in games of consequence, like these are going to be because there's only going to be 60 of them, if players would be willing to be mic'd up to bring the fan in. Or are the games so serious right now that ain't nobody got time for all that? Anthony Rizzo is not going to be walking you through a pitch count like he did in spring training, where he's telling us, okay, well, he set me up with this. I'm expecting a fastball. He gets it, and then remember, he's like, oh, I'm going to try to get a double. He's like, no, I'm not. That was great stuff. Like, that's the type of thing that I think can bring more people inside the game. I'm happy the Cubs are experimenting with it. I hope that they figure it out. I hope that they are figuring out, like, how to balance it all. But let me know what you think, how you kind of want to watch the games. Just text it to me at 312-644-6767. We need to take a timeout. When we come back, Jay Zawoski is going to join me. I want to talk to him about the Blackhawks. I want to talk about the NHL restart, and we'll talk about his book, too. We'll do that next right here on The Score.
670 The Score is Chicago sports.
And for nearly three decades,
Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Chicago's number one sports station in 1992. And still number one today. A radio.com sports station.
This is Andrew Bogish with a radio.com sports minute. The WNBA and its players are doing amazing work together off the court right now, but the league is doing those players few favors when it comes to playing their season at IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. At first, the players said the league was slow giving them the details of their bubble, then leaving them little time to decide on playing. Then the WNBA was slow releasing results from its first round of coronavirus testing. Many teams flew to Florida commercial, and now some are living in hotels that have visible mouse traps, bugs, and lackluster food. The sketchy travel and accommodations are in stark contrast to the NBA set up at Disney. Some teams even have their courts in Florida for practice. The WNBA is trying to fix some of these issues now, but they never should have come up in the first place. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Texting and roll.
The Home Depot has news that will come as great comfort to your bathroom or bedroom. Right now, you'll find beautiful savings on soft, comfortable bath towels, fresh bed linens, pillows, and cozy comforters. See it all online. Order in minutes. You can even get free delivery right to your door, which is also a pretty nice feeling. Save on select bedding and bath. Get easy online returns. Everything for your home. Everything from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. U.S. only, valid through July 22nd. Limitations apply.
So more leagues are starting to come back, which means that there are more options for you if you want to get a little action on the game. I can tell you that my hope is that we see more leagues continue to return, and so I can spend more time watching games instead of catching up on what's going on Netflix. And if you're someone who likes to put some action on the game, may I suggest to you FanDuel Sportsbook. If you're looking for a better way to bet on your favorite sports online, go to FanDuel Sportsbook. It's America's number one sportsbook for a reason. They've got more ways to win. There are more ways to bet. If you can dream it, then you can probably bet it through FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel offers spreads, parlays, money lines, over-under, props, and in-game bets all in an easy-to-use